Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
Grain futures are just a touch stronger today following a volatile few days after that USDA report on Friday. And there's some preparation going on in this short week as the markets are closed Thursday in observance of the Independence Day. Outside markets today, metals are just a little bit weaker, providing a little bit of pressure here to the grains. Stock market's also a little bit weaker. Crude oil's up about $1.50 here at $99.50 in the front month. The important thing to note there, it got close to $100 a barrel at $99.87, but didn't quite breach it. But that kind of contributed to what we saw today in the grain futures. Corn is trading just slightly higher overall. We had July, the front month, up 17 cents into delivery. They're trying to get some corn to come out of the farmer's hands and move to market, and so that's lifting the front month up. CEP and DEIS were up about a penny and a half. Really, the story is that it's trying to go between the old crop tight supplies and the new crop, which looks like there's going to be plenty. So the market's going to continue to go through that. December futures actually went below $5 today for the first time in a very long time. They traded as low as 496.5, but then closed just above it at 402.75. Soybeans are kind of the same story, higher in the July, lower in the back months.
We'll have more futures news right after this.
This is big, really big. Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th, Superior Livestock Auction offering 204,000 head of cattle all week long, Monday through Friday, live on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, give Superior Livestock a call, 1-800-422-2117, or go to their main website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Justin, what news were the traders looking at today?
Wheat futures found a little bit of strength today in the Chicago contracts, and a little bit of weakness here in Kansas City. The overall idea is that as the harvest moves slower west, north and west, they're getting into some areas that were affected by the drought, more so than what they were in north central Oklahoma and south central Kansas. So yields are beginning to come off just a little bit. There's also talk about some Chinese demand coming in here and buying some wheat, as it looks like they might not produce as much wheat as they originally thought, and that's helping lift the market up a touch. The wheat market's also oversold a little bit, so there's some technical buying coming in here at these levels. We've been down actually 8 straight days, so that's providing a little bit of support here. Harvest yesterday on the crop progress report was at 43%. The 5-year average was 52%, so we're a little bit behind, but we're making pretty good progress. Corn crop conditions yesterday, corn was 67%, where the week before it was 65%. Soybeans was 67%, where it was also 65%. So we're still really good in that good to excellent category for corn and beans. Wheat was 34% good to excellent. It was 32. Cotton was 47% good to excellent. So overall, in terms of crop conditions, there doesn't seem to be any real immediate threat. Soybeans planted were 96%, where last week we were 92%.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at some of our numbers from today, August live cattle were down 27 cents at 121.90. August feeders off 32 at 150.90. And July lean hogs were off 7 cents at 101 even. In our grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 2.25 cents to close at 674.5. Chicago July wheat up 3.75 cents at 649.5. In the row crops, July corn on the Chicago board was up 17.25 cents to close at 672.75. And July soybeans today were up 2.5 cents at 1573 even. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.